The draft just wrapping up, sitting down with John Elway here. John, it's obviously very early, but how do you feel like the weekend went?
Well, we feel good. I obviously had a lot of picks, but really felt that, we got some quality football players that are quality people and that can come in and, hopefully have some of them help us this year. But it all depends on the players. And now that they're here and we have the rights, now we got to start developing. And as I've always said, we don't draft all pros. We got to develop them. And so now the work begins in the end. But really like the group as a whole. And, not only their work ethic and the way they play the game, but also the fact that they're really good people.
John, what did you feel like the number one priority was coming into the weekend?
Well, we thought that we really wanted to add some depth, and so we started off, especially at linebacker, and so we got Josie Jewell in the fourth round that we really feel good about. And also then, we got Keyshawn Bierre in the sixth round, and so good depth, good football players that play hard, that are physical. And so guys that we feel like they really can come in and kind of play for us, but also added good depth, David Williams, the seventh round at running back. So added some good depth, but also players that can come in here and compete for starting jobs.
Fans or people like me just pay so much attention to that first round, but it's really the guys you pick up today that can really make a difference on the team, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you make your hay in the middle rounds. I mean, it's, those first rounders, I was talking to John Dorsey, he said anybody can, evaluate first rounders, which is, it's a lot easier than doing those guys in the middle. And so that's why, your depth guys and also your starters, your guys that you got to develop to become starters. And so that's why those middle rounds and all the rounds are important, but especially those middle rounds. And so felt like we had a good good day with those middle rounds.
Something you mentioned earlier, good people, not just good players. Why was that such a big priority?
Well, we just want to find guys that that love the game of football. I think if you go what we went through last year and the losing streak that we went through, to be able to pull it out of that nosedive, you need quality people. And I think that that's one thing that we thought that, we needed more of. And so, because, when the tough gets going, that's when you need the guys to get going. And so, we felt like, if we could find those guys that would battle through, that were real competitive, then it would prevent us from ever having an 8-game losing streak again. And so that was part of the idea of going into this draft.
It helped getting to know those guys a little bit better being at the Senior Bowl?
It really did. I mean, it was really advantageous. We actually drafted three guys that we coached down there. So it did help us. Now, we don't want to coach the Senior Bowl in a long time.
Exactly.
But it was a great experience and was very beneficial for us in this draft.
And this is your 8th draft. Do you find that each time you go through it, you pick up a little bit of something here or there?
You do, but you're always thinking of the things that didn't happen, and the things that you wish to happen. But for the most part, when we go back and look at a whole, this group that, we feel really good about this group. And then even looking back at last year's group, we hope that they can come on and be contributors this year and take that one step too. So that's what's important is these drafts. We have to keep, getting draft after draft and putting them on top of each other so we can continue to compete year in, year out for those world championships.
And finally, you mentioned it in your press conference, the pressure that was on your department. How did you feel like your entire staff did?
Tremendous staff. I mean, personnel side as well as the coaching staff did a tremendous job, and Matt Russell and Brian Stark, our college director, they both did, and Matt's our player development director, and so they were tremendous. We worked, and it worked well as a team, and I think that's why we had some success with this draft, because great people. Our scouts were tremendous. They're the unsung heroes that are hitting the streets out there and getting all this information for us, so really thankful to all our scouts too, because they did a great job.
Now it's time to get the guys in the building and get out on that field, right?
We're close. Now we got to get some CFA signed. We'll get to 100, and it's time to start working.
All right, John, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Phil.